1. The first light was beginning to illuminate the sky above Beacon Hill to the east when Jude Satterthwaite opened the front door of his house in Wordsworth Street and stepped out onto the pavement. Waiting while his girlfriend checked that she hadn't left anything behind, he glanced at his watch. 8:15. That gave him plenty of time to drop Ashley at work before heading on to pick up his mother and take her through to Grasmere for Cody Wilder's much-publicised lecture on Dorothy Wordsworth. Reading was a luxury for which Jude could rarely find the time, and he didn't regard himself as an intellectual, but he was looking forward to hearing the controversial American academic, even if only to see if the reality measured up to the hype. At the very least, it would be an interesting experience. "Come on, Ash, we don't have all day." "Yes, sir." She gave him a smart salute and followed it up with a wink. Jude couldn't resist the temptation and leaned in to kiss her. A disapproving twitch of a curtain over the road didn't bother him. The folly of love was a lesson he'd learned the hard way and wasn't keen to repeat, but he was confident enough to allow himself to be besotted with Ashley O'Halloran, even if it was largely at a physical level. There could be no risk to his heart in that. "Okay, that's the fun over. Let's get to work." They lingered for a moment on the pavement before he opened the driver's door of his Mercedes, clipped his seatbelt shut, and started the engine. Time with Ashley was hard to come by, even though they worked together. He couldn't resist a sly look at her profile before he pulled out of the parking space. "You're such a hard taskmaster." Ashley pulled the vanity mirror down, fished in her bag for a tube of undetective-like scarlet lipstick, and recreated the subtle but perfect makeup he'd so spontaneously disarranged. "Look at me. It took me half an hour to get this look, and you had to go and ruin it."
"It's your own fault for being irresistible."
He grinned as he negotiated the roundabout onto the one-way system, thinking about the day that lay ahead. It was no wonder he never had time to read poetry, even if he was so inclined. His work was all-consuming. He flicked a sideways glance and a smile at Ashley, thanking his stars he'd finally found someone who understood how much...